Thank you for joining me for another Quick Hits Conversation. I'm Dr. Robin. With me today, I have Rick Alcantara, Cole Galloway, and David Horsewood. And I would like to talk about how you get over being uncomfortable and gracefully accept compliments, and particularly in a professional setting. Who wants to kick us off?
None of us.
I'll tell you what, Rick. I'll step forward in this professional setting and say, I think that the advice to just say thank you is not the best advice. I don't think it's a wrong kind of advice. I just don't think it's the best kind of advice. I think it's useful. And I'm piggybacking on a conversation, Robin, that you recently posted, I think, on pride and humility. Mm-hmm. Okay, just saying thank you is fine. There's nothing wrong with it. But if you say thank you, and then you acknowledge one or more others who helped you have the thing you're being thanked for, because almost nothing was ever done of any significance as a solo act. You know, even if I did all of the work, somebody had to educate me, train me, or I read a book as I was doing my own research and somebody had to write that book. So if somebody's thanking me for an idea I had, but I know I got that idea from a book I read in preparation for delivering the idea, I can say, thank you. You know, a lot of what I shared came from this book. So I take the thank you, and then I acknowledge the help I got that helped me get the thank you.
Isn't that still deflecting it though? That's not like owning it?
Well, I don't think it's deflecting, and only for this reason. It's honest. If I actually did get help from someone, to not name the one or more people I got help from would actually be taking credit that someone else deserves.
I also think it's an opportunity to connect more deeply with that person. And I took Robin, your comment sort of, or your question very literally of, you want to do better with compliments. This is not a backhanded compliment. This is not a power grab. This is not all those other things that we know compliments can do. But if I need to acknowledge the compliment, I love David's thought of widening it, pulling more people up on the stage, so to speak, but also having a little bit of curiosity about, tell me more. So Robin, you really rocked it that last meeting saying, oh, thanks, I couldn't have done it without so-and-so and so-and-so. What did you particularly like about what I did? Because I've had situations where people complimented me, and then halfway through, I'm like, oh, boy, they really went to the power thing. I don't really want to be that. You know, you really show them in the meeting. Tell me more. So I tend to, also I'm a very judging person, so I tend to judge quickly. And I'm trying to Ted Lasso this into being curious instead of judgmental.
Interesting.
And I like David's. I like David. I like your ideas as well. And that's something I will definitely work on. One of my challenges is that when somebody offers that thank you, I will definitely acknowledge it. And I should mention, you know, if there's other people involved, mention that as well. But then internally, I'm just thinking, you know, that was nothing big deal. It was nothing really special, you know, even though I've won awards, you know, I'd have been presented an award and sometimes there's even been cash involved. I'm still like, yeah, okay, you know, no big thing. So sometimes it's a challenge. I can see where it's a challenge for others as well.
That will actually come out of my mouth sometimes. And I'm working really hard to stop doing that, where somebody will, you know, thank me for something. And I'm like, oh, it's not a big deal. It's not important. And I need to get better at acknowledging just, you know, even if I just say thank you and then shut up for a minute.
As a trainer, sometimes I'll have an audience on a subject like leadership. We'll get all the way to the end of the 6-7 hour seminar and somebody will come up and praise me. But all I'm thinking about is at 10:30 that morning, I meant to make a point and I forgot to make the point. So they're praising me at the end of this 6-7 hour seminar. And all I'm thinking is at 10:30, I left something out I really meant to cover. And that can cause me to think I don't deserve the words I'm hearing.
Yeah, so part of accepting a compliment is being willing to quiet, like shush the voice in your head that's like, yeah, but, and wants to make up all the stuff you didn't do right.
Yeah. So basically what they were saying is, and maybe they weren't even saying this, in my head, I hear they're giving me 100, but I only deserve a 92. But in reality, a 92 in most grading scales is still an A. It's still a good day. And we should, if we have a perfectionist tendency, allow ourselves to realize we never really are perfect. And on those days that we think we were, we're really just delusional.
That's interesting, David. I'm getting this whole new insight. I deal with baby development, so I think in developmental timelines of days, weeks, months, years. And I think it'll help me when people have compliments. They're complimenting me. But as you said, they're complementing multiple people actually in my team. And also in time, they're complementing all the hard work that I and anyone else that came in contact with me over maybe years. So even though Rick feels like it's super kind of, it's not that big a deal, or David's like, I don't, you know, I made a mistake. Maybe they're, I think it would help me to understand they're complementing possibly my whole career, everything I've done up until this point. So like, you know, that's a great movie you just did. You had a bunch of stinkers before, but that got you to this wonderful Oscar level movie. You're really rewarding the entire career. I never thought about a compliment kind of having that kind of landscape.
Hmm. I'm wondering if we take this conversation and kind of turn it around the other way. And when we compliment somebody, how do we want them to take it? Like, what are we asking them? Like, do we want it to land, or we want them to brush it off? Like, when we compliment someone, how do we want them to respond?
I'll
jump in real quickly and just back off, because this is a pet peeve between me and my sweetheart. I think she is just super cool and sexy and fun, and every compliment gets stopped. And I'm like, would you just let me in there? Would you just let me say? So it's, I'm glad you flipped it, because that boomerang back on the other person can actually say things that you're not really intending to say. Mm. If you don't listen to David and Rick about how to better do it.
Yeah, I would add that in my business writing seminars, that one of the things we would discuss is proper thank you etiquette, whether you handwrite it or email it or go to one of these e-card sites or whatever. I always throw out a caution, because I do believe in writing thank you notes, whatever format you want to use. But that said, it is possible to send too many thank you notes. Mm. And now, even if you're being sincere, it's not being received sincerely, because they think you overdo it. So my main bit of advice, if you want to call it that, for giving compliments, never give an insincere one. And we are so compliment driven, because we just think people like to hear compliments, that some people do it too much. Now, some people don't do it at all. That's a whole separate issue. But if you're going to do it, let's go to the thank you note route. Before you ever send the thank you, you should read what you wrote. And if your dominant thought is, I don't mean that, then don't send that one. You know, the reality is, so we're just tell, too right? quick with a compliment. We are really too quick with a compliment. Some of us, anyway, are too quick.
Because we can tell.
Yeah.
The receiver can actually tell insincerity.
I know.
We like
me,
sincere praise. We hate flattery. We hate it. We hate flattery.
When I want a compliment to really land, I will say thank you to someone and then tell them how it made me feel, like what they did, how it made me feel. Because then it's, the thank you isn't about them having to accept it. It's about me being grateful. And I feel like that really makes a difference in how someone accepts a thank you from me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead, Rick. Go ahead.
One of the challenges, and I know I do this, and I see it in others, is sometimes perfectionist, approaches to things. So, you know, I coach sports. I've mentioned this on our programs in the past. I've done it for 24 years. And there was a line in the movie, Remember the Titans, where one of the players says, you know, nobody here is perfect, but you expect perfect execution, you know, and, you know, it's kind of how I approach my projects. So I can deliver a project, client loves it, and I still look back at it and say, well, I could have done this, I could have done that. And they could say, thank you, it was wonderful, fantastic. I'm like, but I just learned from it, so that the next time I'll add four or five things. In coaching sports, you know, we could win the game, you know, 5-0. And then I'll still look back on the game and say, well, we could have done this, we could have done that. So in the next practice, I work on it. So I make sure that the players know that they did a great job, and I'll pull guys aside and mention that to them. But also I will make sure that, you know, next time we get together, we're going to work on different things. And for myself, I've just got to be not as much critical about it, you know.
Allow a thank you to land and let it be a thank you. And with that is our 10 minutes. So I'm going to thank you for having this conversation with me. I appreciate it very much, and I look forward to the next one.
Thank you, Robin.
Thank you, Robin.